houses one on top of the other, no lawns, you never saw a patch of grass. Lots of love, lot of family, lots of macaroni. We were raised very strict, actually. Our fathers kept very, very, very rigid control on us.
In the depths of the Depression, two average Italian-Americans, George and Ida Francanero, had their first child. Concetta Rose Marie Francanero was born on December 12, 1938. George, however, didn't want children. He had left school in sixth grade to work in a factory and help support his family.
He had so many children in his house, you know, when you got eight kids, it's tight. So he never wanted children for that one reason. He said he never wanted to have to put his kids through like what they went through.
But Ida wanted children, and Connie came along, and when she did, I don't think George spoke to Ida for at least 3 months. He never looked at the baby.
In the evenings, George would play the accordion his father had brought over from Italy. Through music, he began to take an interest in his infant daughter.